If everyone's hands down, then we can vote on the motion that's on the floor and to suspend the rules so that we can go forward with the election. Now, just to make it clear, if you have an objection to hold an election for someone that's not currently present, then you would not want to vote for this resolution. So hopefully everybody's okay with that, because again, these are very extenuating circumstances. And in those instances, sometimes we have to make exceptions. So the vote is to suspend the rules so that we're on the honor system related to dues, and that individuals who are seeking office can run without being present at this specific convention. So all those in favor of passing this resolution, raise your hand. Ten more seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we have that count. We can lower all hands. In the nature of due process, if there's anyone opposed to the resolution, please raise your hand now. Anyone opposed to the resolution, raise your hand. Ten, nine, eight. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's great. It always reflects well when it's unanimous and everybody's in agreement. So that's wonderful. All right. So I think we can proceed. We have a system in place. We have permission to suspend the rules.
So as far as president goes, I am running.
I'll call for nominations from the floor. Yes. If you want to nominate someone from the floor, then raise your hand and we'll see. And I still encourage, even in these circumstances, you know, this is a very serious undertaking. I think many of the affiliates sometimes don't recognize how serious it is, but we are talking about leaders of the organization. It's not necessarily a popularity contest. It's really helpful to, you know, put people in office that have demonstrated a desire, commitment, and ability to build and grow the organization. So if you are thinking about offering a nomination from the floor, hopefully you have spoken to that person, and they are willing to accept that nomination for whatever positions we may be offering nominations from the floor.
So Neil, I just want to add one thing, and that is that we had talked about people not having to be nominated from the floor, that they can simply say, I would like to run for that position.
Yes, you can nominate yourself.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So hopefully you speak to yourself before you nominate yourself to make sure that you'll accept the nomination. So Bonnie is currently president, and I'm assuming, Bonnie, you're still interested in running?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we'll start the election with Bonnie Lucas for the office of president of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. And I'll ask for nominations three times. Then if someone will make an acclamation motion to close on one nomination, if there's only one, or close at the appropriate time if we have an additional candidate so that we can move forward with the election. So are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor?
Okay, Rick Webb, are there any hands raised his hand?
This is Rick Webb. I just have a question. So I'm extremely confused. And that's why I want to ask the question. I don't know about the rest of people. So there's only 9 people voting, and
10.
All of the nominations are coming from the floor. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Rick, for saying that. So putting a hold on this, I think we should go down, because I think Bonnie did speak to individuals that are currently in office to see who is still willing to run, and we can use that as a default. And in those instances where there are individuals that are currently in office that were not, I think that she has heard that there have been some people that have expressed a desire to run. And at that particular time, I'm sure they'll make themselves known, or Bonnie will let us know. Does that help, Rick?
Yeah, it does. I'm involved in so many different organizations, and they do things so differently. And,
And this is not normally the way that we will be doing it. Yeah.
Okay. No, believe me, I understand, and yeah. I completely concur with the way this is being done. And absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Not right, not but we do have Tim. There. I'm just trying to clarify.
Yeah, I appreciate
think we have
10
people voting based on our test.
Yes, we have 10. Someone else raised their hand?
Catherine?
Yeah, this is Katie. I just wanted to clarify, are we going, starting with the president and going down the positions?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you. And if there are no other questions, we've called for nominations. If someone would either offer a motion to close the nominations, we can proceed. Pam?
I make a motion to close the nominations.
Thank you. And is there a second?
I second.
Great. It's been moved and seconded. Nomination ceases, and that Bonnie Lucas be elected as president by acclamation. Again, we could probably do this via voice vote, but the hand raising seems to be working, so I guess we can keep on. All those in favor signify by raising your hand.
Am I supposed to vote for myself?
Yep. If you want it.
I mean, I just didn't know what the protocol is.
Oh, sure.
I need all the support I can get.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've already gotten the 51%, so you're good.
But this makes
congratulations, Bonnie Lucas, president of the National Parish of the Blind of Alaska. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Offer any comments, any words?
I just want to say that I never thought I would, in a million years growing up, it dawned on me that I would be doing this, but I guess that's true about life for all of us. And I just want you to know that I appreciate everybody so much. Without you, I couldn't do this. Thank you for your kind words and your support. I'll keep doing as much as I can. Sometimes it makes it hard with trying to do family things and work things, but I value what I'm doing so much, and I value all the people of Alaska and of this affiliate. Thank you.
Great. And the vice president, who's currently, and are they seeking?
Okay, so should I give you the name of someone who has expressed definite interest?
Yes, but is the current vice president interested in running?
Yes, we do not have a current vice president.
Okay, and you someone who's expressing interest in running?
Pam Van Hooser is the name that,
Okay. All right, so we'll offer Pam Van Hoosen's name for consideration for the position of vice president of the National Federation of the Blind.
And it's the first vice.
Okay.
We have a first and second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A first vice president. Thank you. Of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. And we'll open up the floor for any other nominations. So are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? And as a point of clarification, normally I would ask the person, but again, these are individuals that Bonnie has spoken with and they've expressed an interest in running. So that's the third time. If there's someone that would offer a motion to cease the nominations, and if we can get a second, we can move forward with the vote. Looks like Catherine.
Yeah, I would like to nominate a motion to move forward and vote for Pam Hooser.
Thank you.
First
place. Great. Is there a second?
This is Pam Van Hooser. I'll second that.
Okay. Pam's seconding her own motion. I don't think that's necessary.
Can I do that?
It's
not her motion. It's a motion about her. I think it's
exactly. I don't think it's necessarily inappropriate. That's good. But if you can't support yourself, I mean,
why should anybody else? Exactly.
It's been moved and seconded. Pam. Be elected as the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Are all our hands down? Oh, we're already voting. You guys are really ready.
Other to those that acknowledge your raised hand.
Katie.
Hello. Sorry. You may have put my hand down. I raised it again. Did I mess that up?
We're good. We still have hands up for the motion.
It's a Zoom delay, but I didn't know Pam was going to comment.
Well, the first time I did it, it didn't seem as though it took effect, so I did it again.
Zoom takes a while, unfortunately. It can take up to 30 seconds for the time you activate it.
Do I have to re-raise my hand, or was it still up?
It's still up.
Okay.
All right. So this is still
Pam. Hope that's a charm. There it goes, Charlie's hammer.
10 seconds left. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'm kind of confused, but it seemed like we were up to like 9 or 10. Did that happen? Or then we reset it?
I saw 6, and then I saw 9, and then I saw 2 more. So I'm thinking.
Did somebody start taking hands down already?
I think so. Or some repeat bolts to their own.
My hand went down, and I had it up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just to make it clean, if everyone just stay put right now, and whoever is controlling the platform that can lower all hands, if you just lower all hands now, and once all hands are lowered, let me know. Are we good?
Yeah, they should all be lowered.
Okay, great. Now, all those in favor of voting for Pam, please raise your hand now. Sorry about that.
Hey, Katie, you're not muted.
Sorry.
Just
haven't figured out how to get those notions off.
Tap switch and Zoom. Setting button.
All right. Looks like we've got unanimous vote there as well. So we can lower all hands. Congratulations, Pam. Would you like to offer a few words to the members?
How do I do this?
You're on.
I'm on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is an honor. I've got a lot of learning, and Bonnie's going to be an excellent teacher. Thank you, everyone.
Great. Terrific. So, second Vice President Bonnie?
It's William Craig right now, and he would like to run again, and he is not here. He's one of the ones who's not here.
William Craig?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the name of William Craig has been offered for the position of second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Excuse me. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? And if not, I'd appreciate a motion to move forward. And a second. Pam? Can we get Pam unmuted?
I move to move forward.
Oh, it's Tom. Okay. You move, Tom makes a motion.
Sure, no problem. Whoever. Tom?
Yep. You did it.
Pam, would you like to second?
I'll second.
Great. We have it's been moved and seconded that William Craig be elected as the second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Let's lower all hands. All hands are lowered.
Wait.
There.
Nope. I just put my hand up.
We're going to lower everybody's hand right now, so everybody just stay put. And let me know when all hands are lowered.
All lower.
All right. So now we're voting for William Craig. All those in favor, raise your hands. Okay, we've definitely reached the majority, so that's good. So, William Craig, wherever you are, congratulations. You're the second vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. All right, let's go to the position, and we're going to lower all hands. Let's go to the position of treasurer.
Treasurer is Carmen Jameson.
Okay. So, we're going to keep all hands lowered right now. We all lowered. We're good. Okay. Are there any other nominations from the floor? If so, raise your hand. Are there any other nominations from the floor? This is for the position of treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Are there any nominations from the floor? Okay. Hearing none, if we could get someone to offer a motion and a second.
I'll
to move forward with the.
Can I offer motions? Can I offer these motions or not?
Sure, you can.
Okay. I move that we close nominations and move on with the election.
I'd like to second that.
We move and second. I'm sorry, give me the name once again.
Katie. K-A-T-I-E.
Katie?
It shows as Catherine, I think, on the.
Okay. And I'm saying Katie's running for treasurer?
Secretary. No.
This is the treasurer. Who was
treasurer?
The name
is Carmen. Carmen,
thank you.
Jamison. Yeah,
I'm seconding to.
The Carmen's motion. Got you.
To Bonnie's motion.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you. Carmen Jamison's name has been introduced. And it's been moved that the nomination cease and that Carmen be elected by acclamation. Are all hands lowered?
Yes.
Okay, great. So all those in favor of Carmen, now raise your hand. Okay, we've reached the majority there as well. So congratulations, Carmen. Is Carmen on the phone?
No, she. Okay. That's why we had Warren read the report.
Oh, the treasurer's report. Correct. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, if we can lower all hands, and Bonnie, let us know, Secretary, the name again, Katie?
Brian Blair.
Brian Blair, okay.
Yes, put his name in.
All right, so Brian Blair's name has been offered in the position of Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Are there any other nominations from the floor? If so, raise your hand. Any nominations from the floor? This is for the position of Secretary of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Hearing none, if there's someone who'd like to offer a motion and a second to move forward with the election. Pam raised her hand.
I'll make a motion to cease and continue with the voting process.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Tom. I second.
Tom, thank you very much. All right, it's been moved and seconded that Brian Blair, that the nomination cease and that Brian Blair be elected by acclamation as Treasurer of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska.
Secretary.
Need to lower the hands. Need to lower the hands first.
Please. Yeah, we will. We're going to lower all hands. Thank you for Secretary. You guys have to understand it's been a long week and a long weekend for me. I apologize.
It's okay. We get it. It's late where you are.
All the hands lowered?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. All those in favor of Brian for Secretary of the NFB of Alaska can now vote. Raise your hand. Okay, we've definitely reached the majority. So congratulations, Brian. Is Brian on the phone?
I am.
Okay, you want to offer some words to the members?
Yep. Well, thank you for your vote of confidence. I thought I was going to have to give a little speech here and describe and say why I wanted to be secretary and all that kind of stuff, but I appreciate your vote of confidence. I have done this before. I've been an NFB here in Alaska since 2009, was on the board from 2009 till 2018, and was the secretary from 2012 to 2016, and first vice from 2016 to 18. And I believe the Federation's important. It has changed my idea of what it means to be blind and has been empowering and encouraging to me. And this is an opportunity of something that I can do to help give back to this organization that has been an encouragement to me. And my hope is that we can continue to be able to spread the message of the Federation throughout the state here.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Now I don't have to give a banquet speech. That was awesome. All right. I'm just going to record
I was going to ask if you'd run out of words for your. We've had you already speak three times. So.
Yeah. So now we have how many board positions up for election?
We have two.
Okay.
And the first one is Candy Powell, who is already serving there.
Candy Powell. For this first position as a board member of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska, are all hands lowered?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. So are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? Are there any other nominations from the floor? This is for the board position, National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Hearing none, if there's someone who'd like to offer a motion and a second for us to proceed with the vote.
Brian, I'll offer a motion to proceed with the election. Thank you, Brian. Candy.
This is Pam. I will second that.
All right, beautiful. I'm going to lower all hands. We have a motion and a second to proceed with the election of the board member. So right now, all in favor, raise your hand. Well, we have reached the majority. That's great. Congratulations, Candy. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
Is Candy on the phone?
She is somewhere.
Want to offer some words to the members, Candy? I love it. If Candace, you're talking, you're muted, and you're giving your acceptance speech to the universe. Can we get some help unmuting Candy?
Somebody unmute her. I just realized I'm not a host. I can't unmute her.
How does it feel? You've lost the power.
I've talked about four times here, and it's Zoom's doing its...
Not letting you, huh?
Okay,
there she is.
All right, beautiful.
Thanks for voting for me, and I hope to continue to contribute something, whatever's needed.
Beautiful.
So thank you, Candy.
That's all we can
ask. So much.
Thank you. All right, so we'll lower all hands, and the last board position up for election, Bonnie, who do we have?
We have Katie. She has expressed interest.
Okay.
This will be her first time to serve.
This will be Katie? The second at large.
Yep.
Oh, okay, that's what you call them. I'm sorry. I apologize. I should have familiarized myself with the Constitution more before.
That's all right.
So
Catherine Lester, she goes by Katie. Just call her Katie.
Katie Lester. Mm-hmm. Are there any other nominations from the floor? This is for the at-large board position for the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska. Are there any other nominations from the floor? Well, let's see. Let's see if that was a nomination. Someone raise their hand. I didn't catch the name.
This is Charlie Rogge nominating myself as a second board member at large.
Okay, and what was your name?
Charlie.
Charlie Rogge nominated himself. So we have a race now. I've asked three times if there's someone who would like to offer a motion to close the nominations, we can move forward with the election. Okay, we've got two people that are willing to do so.
This is Pam.
Yes, Pam.
I make a motion to close and continue with nomination.
Thank you. Continue with the vote. Good. Is there a second?
Aubrey. There you go. Go, Aubrey.
I second.
Aubrey's second. Okay, great. So we're going to lower all hands, and now we're going to have an election. So the last name offered we'll vote for first. So we'll be voting for Charlie first. So all those who would
a second, because I also have to mute and lower the hand. So.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. The hands are not lowered. I'm going to lower all hands. Everybody stay put.
There you go.
All right, great. Thank you. So let me be clear. There are two names that are in nomination right now. There's Katie and Charlie. I guess I should ask, do people want to hear from both candidates before we have the election? So I'll start there.
I think that's a fair. This is Bonnie. I think it's a fair thing to hear from both of them.
Okay. Well, then we'll just do it then. So we'll give each candidate about 2 minutes to speak. So again, we'll start with the person that was last offered. So Charlie, you have up to 2 minutes to speak on your behalf. If we can unmute Charlie.
Charlie. Does he need to raise his hand?
I'm clicking on unmute for him.
Does he need to raise his hand first?
He shouldn't, but might not.
Hand is up.
Oh, his hand is up.
Did we get him?
Charlie?
We're trying, Charlie. There he goes.
Oh, Charlie? There we go. Thank you.
Okay, great. Go right ahead.
Yes. Thank you, folk. Thank you all for the privilege of having served as secretary, and would certainly be a privilege to serve this fine organization in a different capacity as a board member, and certainly would be a blessing, as I'm sure would be my colleague, Katie Lester. Either one, good choice. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right. Can we get Katie unmuted?
Can you hear me now?
There she is. All right.
Hi. Well, thanks, Charlie. I said either one, as you said, both of us are pretty good. This is my first year running as election to be participating in the board and to be able to try and do more and help out more than I can. I was introduced last year to the NFB, and I want to a chance to help out and provide my abilities to give more and participate. I am attending school. I just started to reach a bachelor's in social work and eventually help others and go further. So.
Okay. Super. Thank you. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Let's get all hands lowered and get ready for a vote.
All hands lowered, ready to vote.
Great. So the first name that we'll offer is Charlie. So all those in favor of Charlie for the at-large, the second at-large board position for the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska, please raise your hand. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. I'm going to close the vote on Charlie. So we can lower all hands.
Ready to go.
Got the number there. All right. Now we're voting for Katie. All those in favor of Katie, please signify by raising your hand. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Congratulations, Katie. You want to offer some words to the members now as the new elected at-large board member of the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska?
Yeah, I would say thank you very much for this chance to participate and what more, and I'll do the best of my abilities to fulfill all what we are looking forward to doing, and so thank you.
Outstanding. And let me
thank you, Charlie. You've been
That's exactly what I was going to
say. I'll call you sometimes too. I'll probably ask you questions. Help.
I think it's good when we all ask each other questions. It's all
that's part of it.
Let me just say, my heart is full. I just love what just happened there. I think that, and so this is just a model for so many other affiliates to really see. Bonnie was talking earlier about meeting me in Georgia, and Bonnie, you remember the elections we had there. Mm-hmm. I mean, that it was nothing like what just happened. I love the way that you supported each other through that and have expressed the support for one another and for the organization, regardless of the outcome. I think that was powerful, and I think that's exemplary. And that's the model that we should all be using when we're talking about, you know, running for office in this organization. So the National Federation of the Blind of Alaska has a newly elected board.